Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 200 Must Know Sightwords Activity Workbook is an early literacy workbook designed for children ages 5 to 8 who are beginning to read and write, created by Smart Kids Notebooks. It focuses on the 200 most common high-frequency sight words that young learners are expected to recognize quickly in order to improve reading fluency. The book is positioned as a hands-on practice resource rather than a narrative text, using tracing, writing, and repetition to help children build word recognition and handwriting control at the same time. Its educational purpose is practical to support foundational literacy skills through structured activity pages that move from simple exposure to more active practice. The workbook is also suited for parents, teachers, and homeschoolers who want a straightforward tool for reinforcing reading, spelling, and pencil skills in a format that is easy to use at home or in the classroom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching the 200 most common sight words as a literacy foundation. The central idea of the workbook is that a small set of high-frequency words provides outsized value for early reading development. Children encounter these words constantly in beginner texts, so learning them by sight reduces the need to sound out every word and allows reading to become smoother and faster. By limiting the scope to 200 words, the book creates a manageable target for young learners while still covering material with strong practical relevance. This makes the workbook useful for children who are just starting to read independently, because it focuses on words that directly support comprehension in simple texts. The emphasis on frequency also reflects a common literacy strategy: mastering the words most often seen in print can accelerate confidence before more complex decoding skills are fully developed. In this way, the workbook is not just a list of words, but a carefully chosen foundation for broader reading progress. Secondly, tracing and writing activities that strengthen handwriting and letter formation. A major feature of the workbook is its use of tracing and writing exercises, which connect word learning with fine motor development. Young children often need repeated guided practice to control pencil movement, form letters correctly, and develop consistent spacing. The workbook addresses that need by having learners trace familiar words before writing them independently, which lowers difficulty while still requiring active participation. This is important because handwriting practice at the sight word level reinforces both motor memory and visual recognition at the same time. The repeated formation of the same words helps children internalize letter patterns, and the act of writing them by hand can strengthen recall more effectively than passive viewing alone. Based on user feedback, the handwriting component appears especially valuable for children who need extra support with pencil grip or letter placement. The workbook, therefore, functions as both a literacy tool and a handwriting practice resource. Thirdly, progressive practice that moves from simple repetition to greater independence. The workbook is structured to increase difficulty gradually, which is a useful design for beginning learners. Early pages typically focus on exposure and guided practice, while later work asks children to rely more on memory and independent writing. This progression matters because young children rarely learn all sight words at the same pace. They need repeated encounters in different formats before recognition becomes automatic. A gradual structure also helps prevent frustration, since each new task builds on a familiar pattern instead of demanding mastery too quickly. For parents and teachers, this design makes the book easier to use as a staged learning tool rather than a one-time worksheet collection. The increasing challenge supports retention by revisiting words in slightly different ways, which is a common and effective principle in early education. As a result, the workbook does more than present vocabulary. It organizes practice in a sequence that supports durable learning. Fourthly, a practical tool for parents, teachers, and homeschool instruction. This workbook is especially relevant to adults looking for a simple, low-preparation literacy resource. It does not require extensive lesson planning, so it can be used for daily homework support, classroom centers, or homeschool practice. The inclusion of a table of contents, mentioned in source material, suggests that adults can quickly locate specific words or sections, which makes the book flexible for targeted teaching. That is useful when a child is struggling with a particular word set or needs extra review of familiar terms. Because the workbook combines tracing, writing, and review in one place, it reduces the need to assemble multiple materials for a single lesson. Its straightforward format also makes it easy to pair with other reading instruction methods, such as phonics practice or shared reading. In practical terms, the book is designed to be accessible to adults who want structured literacy support without complexity, which helps explain its popularity as an at-home reinforcement tool. Lastly, how the workbook balances sight word recognition with broader early reading skills. Although the book centers on memorizing high-frequency words, its value extends beyond simple word recognition. The repeated writing of common words can support spelling patterns, reinforce visual attention, and help children connect print with meaning. because many sight words appear in beginner books and classroom materials. Becoming familiar with them can improve overall reading fluency and reduce hesitation during reading aloud. The workbook also indirectly supports phonics development. Even though sight words are often learned as whole units, because children repeatedly notice letter sequences and word shapes. This is one reason the book can be helpful for learners who need extra practice. It gives them repeated exposure to functional words in a controlled setting. At the same time, the workbook has limits typical of its genre, since memorizing sight words alone does not replace broader decoding instruction or reading comprehension work. Its strength is that it fills a specific and important gap in early literacy by combining recognition, handwriting, and practice in one focused format. In conclusion, Too Fonded Must Know Sight Words Activity Workbook is best suited for children ages 5 to 8 who are beginning readers, as well as parents, teachers, and homeschoolers looking for a practical literacy supplement. Its main value lies in its focus on the 200 most common sight words, which are essential for early reading fluency and everyday classroom reading. Unlike books that emphasize storytelling or broader phonics theory, this workbook is built around direct repetition, tracing, and writing practice, making it especially useful for hands-on skill building. It stands out in its category because it combines word recognition with handwriting development and a gradual learning structure, rather than treating these skills separately. That makes it a strong option for children who need extra reinforcement, including learners who struggle with pencil control, letter formation, or confidence in reading. Readers who want a simple, structured, and low-preparation tool will find it especially practical. Its strongest benefit is not novelty but usefulness. It offers a clear path for reinforcing high-frequency words in a way that is accessible, age-appropriate, and easy to integrate into daily learning routines. If you would like to support Smart Kids Notebooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.